Blog Talk Radio. Get answers to life's questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in their problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance and in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. So a session with me is a safe place to be because you are not going to be judged. You can learn more about me and what I do by going to one of my websites. Go to the one called Divinely Guided Healing, because everybody seems to be able to remember that name. And you will find that there are some big green schedule now buttons. I do offer a free 20-minute discovery session for any first-timers. So if you are interested in that, press one of those big green buttons and book your discovery session. There's no charge. You're not added to a list. It's all about you. So if that's something that appeals to you, then by all means, do it. Okay, so let's see. Today is a show about anything you want it to be. Tuesdays, it's totally unscripted. Everything I do is unscripted, but for you. So if there's something that you want to talk about, then you can just ask questions about that. This is all about you getting answers that will actually help you to change your life. So often we are getting the answers from our brains, which has all the information that we've ever experienced in our life, which is for us to make new decisions because it's all that old stuff. So if you have questions and you are looking for deeper answers, or if you're looking to clear an issue so that you can move forward with your life, then this is your opportunity. If you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. So this is your chance to spend an hour doing something just for you. When's the last time you did something just for you? Amazing how much of our lives we dedicate to other people's issues, to other people's problems, to other people's opinions. When is the last time you did something just for you? This is your opportunity now. So, a lot of people are noticing that this new energy that is here for us is already bringing changes into our lives. I've talked to a lot of people who say that they are, you know, cleaning out the closets and getting rid of things that they don't use, that they have had for years, that actually have no purpose in their lives. That's part of this new energy. It's all about letting go. And letting go is a theme that I hear over and over and over, and that I'm the other people that I work with to encourage them to let go. Because letting go is how we actually move forward in our lives. So if you're not willing to let go, then don't expect anything to change, because how can it? You are just stuck in that old energy that you've been in for however long you've been in it. But when you let go, you are opening up to more. You are opening up to your own life, to your own purpose, to who you to be. So letting go is an important part of moving forward. So if you're feeling stuck in your life for any reason, then by all means, let go. Let go. And start letting yourself. It's interesting, you know, that I get on this radio show and I talk to all of you and tell you all these things about yourselves and what you need to do. And actually, I tell you what I'm guided to say, because it's not coming out of my head, because I don't have answers. It's guidance that knows the answers. Me, so plain whatever you want, terminology you want to use. They're also telling me to let go. There are some things in my life that I'm really, really having. I'm really, really creating that it's not easy to let go, because this is me. This is me creating my story, just like it's you creating your story. And there's really nothing that's let go of, but we create stories about the things in our lives, the things we've experienced, the things that we have to hang on to. And so this happens with me. You, because I'm human. I've, you know, got this human mind, this human body, and I have these human perceptions, and I don't always self to recognize. So don't think that you are the only one that's going through this and in these situations where you might need a little help to actually let go. And I do have people that you know, I have this perfect life where everything is absolutely wonderful and I know all of the answers, and so there's absolutely nothing that I can't handle. Well, there isn't anything that I can't handle. It takes me a while to recognize that, just like it takes you a while. Individuals who were created to experience this life, and we are at our own level of evolution or development. Because we're at different levels doesn't mean that you or anyone is worse than you. It just means that that's where they are, that's where you are, and there's nothing more to it than that. I even have to remind myself of that. See the difference that this is making in my life and in my relationships with other people. There are members of my family who challenge. That's the wording I will use. And it's not because of things that they've done to me. It's because of themselves, who see themselves as being small and insignificant, and they have a hard time letting that go. Well, I have members of my family who are insignificant. skin and have a hard time letting that go. Just love it when they finally open up and they are asking questions and they are moving forward, helping people to do the things that I am here to do. It fills me with joy. I get to do a job that I absolutely love. And that's one of the reasons why I tell other people that they should do that too, because it is possible. So when I'm assisting these people in my family, these people that I love, people that I have been taught that I am obligated to love, because we are taught that we have to, you know, love the people we're blood relatives to. You don't have a choice. You have to love them. They're your family. That in and of itself is making me smile. Not that there's any members of my family that I don't love, because I love everybody. But there are members of my family that I choose not get too close to. Because they are in a space that I am not. They are experiencing life in a way that I choose not to experience it. I don't have to doing what they're doing just because they're my family. I don't have to join them in their misery and their unhappiness. Family. I still have the freedom to make choices. I still have the freedom to live my life the way I choose to live it. But moving from that, you know, obligation of family to that freedom of life, sometimes that's the hardest thing of all. Because that's the stuff that we were taught, you know, from the moment we were born, if not before then. You've seen members of your family who always act in a particular way. And sometimes that particular way is very destructive and detrimental. And you've seen people put up with it. They put up with it because that's your family. And so learning that I don't have to put up with it, that I have a choice about whether or not I want to be around that kind of behavior, and that I'm not obligated to help them just because they're my family. Deal of freedom. Because I'm not responsible for them. The only one I'm responsible for is me. The only one you're responsible for is you. There may be little ones that you care for, but they still have their own brains. They still make their own choices. You try to guide them, mentor them, help them to become the greatest that they can become. But you don't really have the ability to control them. You're not supposed to. So it's moving out of those beliefs and control that can bring you the biggest changes. Learning to accept everyone exactly as they are, not needing to change them even a teeny tiny bit. That's a big thing, and that's something that takes you waking up to yourself, to your life, to who you are, to what you want to create, to recognizing your connection with the Creator, to knowing yourself. It really always comes back down to you. And it really does. When I look at the world and look at situations and politics, and there are some people you just don't even mention the politics word too, because you can just see all of the energy that's moving through them when it comes to politics, and it's all horrible, horrible energy. And it's just, oh my gosh, I don't really know how some of these people get out of bed every day, because it just seems like it just drains them of life. But that's their choice. And I accept that. And even if one of those people wanted to talk to me about politics, if I was guided to do it, I would do it. But if I wasn't guided to do it, I wouldn't do it. I don't want to spend my life in a, now I'm seeing this big cauldron. I think that's what the thing is, the big pot that witches use to stir, and that's what I'm seeing, of turmoil and confusion. That's not where I want to be. I actually like enjoying my life. I like having fun. I like having people that I care about and that I can spend time with. And I like moving forward, making a difference. And I find that it's pretty much impossible to do that if I'm stuck in that old stuff, which is why my guidance keeps saying, let go. And they're saying it to you right now. So if you are willing to let go while I am talking, they are working on you. Because that's really all it takes, is your willingness to let go. It just amazes me how simple so much of life actually is, despite what we were taught. You know, we were taught that life is difficult, life, we have to struggle, it's always going to be this or that, and horrendous things are going to happen, and life is meant for suffering and all of that negativity that we were taught. None of that is actually true. And just stepping into that new energy where everything is possible, loved, where I have the ability to make the changes that I want to make in my life, where I'm guided in every moment and I'm not alone. It's a whole new way of being. And I actually love this whole new way of being. Let's go to our caller from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Amla. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Why was that so slow coming?
Yeah. It's now, I think, you know, the New Year's, no one's saying Happy New Year pretty much anymore. It's kind of sinking in. So it's just one of those days. So
what's on your mind today?
Well, I think I need a clearing, like a just to boost me up, a pick me up kind of a thing. I think I have a lot, just some residual negativity around me, or I don't know what the word is. I don't even need to label it, but I notice in my yoga class I'm releasing a lot. So I just want to reboot and refresh, if that's possible.
Okay, that is possible. So I'm going to say a short little prayer, and I'm actually going to say it three times, and it's going to be opening you up each time I say it. And once we say the prayer, then we'll see where to go from there. How's that?
Sounds great. Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, so just sit back and listen. Here we go. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. Compress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Just take a few nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
I feel centered, literally my core area is more consolidated, feels more centered and grounded. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so now do you know any particular issue that we want to let go of? There's something you're supposed to let go of. Okay, what are you supposed to let go of?
I'm supposed to let go of the old because I feel like I'm really coming into the new. So anything that no longer serves my highest good on all realms, I guess, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, family stuff, a lot of the old paradigm in family. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay. Let's do a clearing on that then. Here we go. I will ask a question that will go on for a while. You just need to sit back and absorb it. And at the end, I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes. That's how you'll know the question's ended. And we'll go from there. Here we go.
Okay, sounds great.
Would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing? For just
yes.
Letting go of the past, letting go of your family. You were taught that family is supposed to be. This is not letting go of love. We never let go of love. There's no need to. But this is letting go of all of the beliefs that you were taught about who you are and about obligations and duties that you have with your family, that you are required to do, the person you are required to be. All of those requirements that weigh you down. And it feels like your family had a lot of duty and obligation in it. Whew. So this is allowing all of those duties and obligations to be expanded and decompressed and made a trillion times bigger than the universe so that they're no longer resting on your shoulders. This is taking all of those beliefs that are not for your highest good, all of those restrictions on who you are and who you are allowed to be, and they are all being decompressed and expanded and dispersed out into the universe because you don't need them. So I feel like there's this heavy something that has to do with family that's been running through your life, and now that is also being released. All ties to it are being severed, and it's being decompressed and expanded. It's no longer there. It's no longer a part of who you are.
Right.
It's no longer required of you. And you are being filled with this beautiful light, this beautiful energy of pure, unconditional love. That's opening your heart to yourself. That's allowing you to breathe and to be alive and to be okay with you. And if you are willing to accept this small shift in your life, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
I released a lot as you were speaking. That's for sure. A lot was coming up. It was like, you know, a balloon, me trying to blow into a balloon with inhaling all this stuff up and then exhaling it all out with what you were talking about, the release of the paradigm and the belief systems with my family. That's so right on. So I feel a lot more
good.
And literally in my thoracic area. So it's good. It's wonderful. Absolutely. Feels amazing, actually. Yeah.
How does your throat feel?
It feels expanded again. It went all the way up there. I'm speaking
okay,
my truth more. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense there. But I felt it more, you know, with my belly and then going up to my solar plexus, up to my heart, and then, there, out of the throat area. So it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. So much you don't
wonderful.
Even know that you're moved. It's so crazy. You know, you
that's
think you're
true.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff, but I knew I needed to let go too much. I don't need it anymore. I don't want to even label it. I just want it out. Good.
Yeah. Well, wonderful.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
You are so welcome. And, you know, keep doing your yoga and releasing and taking deep breaths and just letting it go. Because this is your life. You are accepting it, and it's okay for it to be a good life.
Exactly. And I like what you said. I really appreciate what you said with it's okay to let go and still love them. Of course, you're not letting go of the love. You're letting go of the ties of the strings of beliefs that you were taught. That's what makes sense
yes,
to me a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Sometimes I think when you're letting go of your family, the old beliefs, I was even going through that myself. I was thinking of, do we have to not be so detached where I'm not loving them? No. Love is everywhere. I like what you said.
Yeah.
It's really good.
They never, ever ask you to let go of love. That's
right.
Love is eternal.
Right.
You can always love.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Thank you so, so much.
You are so welcome, and thank you for calling.
All right. Blessings. Thank you.
Supposed to drink lots of water. That's what they're telling me.
I am. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm going to mute you if you want.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine from California.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
And what can I do for you today?
I would like to release the fear about putting my resume out there. I haven't sent out my resume for work for a couple of years. And, you know, that's the main thing. But, of course, it's the bigger point is, I don't know, like putting yourself out there in the public.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
what it represents,
stuff,
you know,
attached with that resume. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So we will do a clearing on that, and let me stop this first. Okay. I will, of course, ask a question that will go on forever, and at the end I will say if you're willing to accept that, say yes. And
okay.
We'll see what all they bring up for you to let go of.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the fear of being seen? Mm-hmm. All that fear you have about actually being right where you are, for the gifts and talents that you have. It's almost like you've been living in the back of a closet and someone's opened the door and there's light coming in and you're saying, close the door, someone might see me. And they want you to just let go of that fear of being seen. So all of that is being decompressed and expanded and made a trillion times bigger than the universe, because you don't need to live your life in that fear. And you were the one that created the fear, so you are the one that can let it go. So this divine infinity healing is clearing out that fear in every aspect of your life, whether it's work and that resume, or your personal life, or your relationships. And apparently you tend to be in the background a lot. You really don't let people recognize you who you are. So this divine infinity healing energy is going through and finding all of those reasons why you cannot be seen, you should not be seen, you should not be recognized, you should not be loved and valued. All of that is being released. All of it is being decompressed and expanded. All of it is being dispersed out because it has no place in you.
Hello.
Catherine, are you still with me?
Yes. You're back.
Well, when I'm doing the work, I have my eyes closed, and I ask you if you were willing to accept to say yes, and you didn't answer, and that's when I opened my eyes, and it's like, oh, you've been disconnected. So I don't even know when I got disconnected. So
I heard you say expand and disperse. Let people recognize me. Let it go. Let people recognize
okay.
me. And
all right. So if you're willing to accept everything that I said, even the things that you didn't hear, because you're so person, say
okay.
yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, so think about getting that resume out there. How does it feel now?
There's still like a heavy feeling on my chest. Like my heart chakra feels like a weight a little bit, like still like there's a weight on there.
Okay.
Something about that, my chest constricted during that and hasn't released yet.
Okay. All right, let's just flow with it and see where they take us with that. Okay, here we go.
Great.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for dispersing, releasing, expanding, decompressing the heaviness in your chest area? Whatever it is that's creating it, to just allow it to expand and blow up like a huge balloon and float off to wherever it needs to go, because you don't need it. And just let that go. And this is also expanding and decompressing whatever it is that's connected to it, whatever created it and caused it to stay, all of that is being expanded and decompressed, because you don't need it in your life. It's not for your highest good. It's time for you to let it go. And your heart is being opened. It's being expanded. It's being cleared out. All of the rubble around your heart. I don't know what's been going on there, but you've got quite a bit of rubble there. But the angels
yeah.
are in there now with their little brooms and dustpans, and then they're sweeping up all of the rubble from all of those relationships, from all of those beliefs, from all of that stuff. It wasn't actually true, and it just weighed you down. All of that being expanded and decompressed. Now a trillion times bigger than our universe. So it's no longer resting on you. And you are being filled with divine, unconditional love. You are being reminded of your eternal connection to the Creator. To the love that is always there for you, and to the recognition that you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You have some resistance to deserving it too, so this is also the divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and finding all of that resistance that you have to actually deserving to be loved. And that is also being decompressed and expanded. Made a gazillion times bigger than the universe, because you don't need that in your life at all. And any energies that you have from other people that you have had attached to you that have been almost like they've been sucking the life out of you, those are also decompress and expand it. Those energies are being sent away. Those connections are being severed. The only connections you have are love. Everything else is gone. And if you're willing to accept all of this, say yes.
Yes.
Whew. And
so
nice
that
deep breath.
When you said the only connection is love, yeah, deep breath. That one went all the way up to my crown. I felt that went out the top of my head.
Good.
All right. Ooh, I feel a little dizzy right now.
Just give yourself a minute, take a few breaths. Okay, so think about sending out the resume. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels unblocked. Feels
good. Wonderful. Stuff was ancestral. I don't know which ancestors. I didn't really ask, but it was something that's been passed down through your family for generations. So that's good. You can let that go.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, thank you very much. I feel
great.
Lighter all the way from my chest up to my forehead.
Wonderful. Well, so you can spend some time just adjusting to this new you and drink some water to wash out anything that needs to be washed out. And then you can, you know, pay for the town with your resume if you want to.
Yeah, really. Get on that. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the show.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is from area code 718.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, this is Keisha. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you? I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I'm studying. I have a question about energy. It's kind of because I'm trying to figure something out. So I think Friday, I had got like an energy clearing or something, like someone released something like from my mother. Like I guess they were saying her energy was in my solar plexus or something like that. And I felt amazing. Mm-hmm. I felt so happy. Like once it was released, like I felt like I could do anything in the world. Like I just was like, I could finally be myself. And I went to my school and I felt so much peace. It was a different vibration. And then, but by the time I came home and like say today, I don't feel that way anymore. Like I feel back to regular. So I'm trying to figure out is like my energy dropping or is it because of the people I'm living with or the house I'm staying in? And is it affecting what I'm able to attract? Because I feel like I'm not really attracting, say, the career I want. I haven't really attracted the things I want since I've been in this house. So I don't know if is it the house, is it the people, is it New York? Do I need to move to another state? I'm trying to figure it out.
I want you to start moving down the East Coast, go to each state, stay there 6 months and see how you feel, and then move to the next one. No, I'm just kidding. I kind of feel like there's a message for you in all of this, but I don't know if we're supposed to do a message or a clearing, so I will just ask message. Okay, here's a message for you from Mother Mary. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Beloved one, you were taught so much about not being who you really are. That is something that you were taught throughout your whole life, and you were comfortable with it. You didn't like it, but you thought this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way everybody lives. These are the beliefs that everybody has. And now you are at a point in your life where you realize that that's not true. But so much of your life from the past has been based in those beliefs. That energy is still with you because you haven't let it all go yet. But that is not who you are. You are learning to open up to letting go, to actually being your magnificent self. And you know that when you are in that energy of beautiful love and magnificence and possibilities, it feels great. And then you come back into that old energy that you haven't really let go of. And it feels confining, kind of dirty. It's all a matter of letting go. It's always a matter of letting go. It doesn't matter where you live. It matters what you believe. It doesn't matter what people you have around you. It matters whether or not you would accept the beliefs that they have. It's like that saying, misery loves company. If misery comes knocking and you open the door, it's there. We want you to understand that it is always within you. Every answer is always within you. Letting go is something that you do. Rely on anybody else or anything else. It's all you. So now you are recognizing more and more the difference between living in who you have been and who you are becoming. So this is a wonderful step for you. And we are happy that you have taken it. So we will have Barbara Grace do some clearing work with you now to let go of that old stuff so that you can shine in the world. Okay. So that old stuff, we're going to let that go. All right, we'll just go ahead and do it. Here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing that old energy? That old energy that you used to be comfortable with, that you used to believe that was normal, that was what everybody felt, that's what everybody thought, that's what everybody did, and you now realize that it's not true. That energy is not actually yours. It is the energy that you have taken on from other people, from members of your family, from members of society, from teachers in school. You've taken on so many things from so many people because they are not living your life. You are. And so this is bringing you back into your power. This is saying, this energy is not mine. It has no place in my life, and I will not accept it any longer. And all of those old energies are now being decompressed and expanded and made a trillion times bigger than the universe. And you are letting them go. And you are receiving the truth, the energy that comes to you from the Creator, the energy that is pure, unconditional love and allows you to blossom into the beautiful woman that you are. And you can feel this new energy coming in. And it's going throughout your solar plexus right now. And it's actually, I'm seeing a vision of it, actually, with a big boot kicking out all those old beliefs about you, all those old identities that you used to accept that are not true, and you do not need them in your life. So you are changing who you are being. You are no longer living those facades. All of that is being torn down, taken away, because it's not true for you. And if you're willing to accept this, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels good. It feels peaceful. It feels good.
Wonderful.
I love everything you were saying. Like when you, I mean, when I say it's like you were preaching, like it was was like, you was you were so, everything you said was the truth. It was just, it was exactly what it was and how I feel now. And it was all the truth. It was just like, I didn't want to jump in and say, I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is it.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad.
Yeah, what I'm trying to figure out is that, okay, so I'm being the real me now. I'm letting go of people pleasing and what other people wanted me to do to make them feel good. You know what I mean? And I have boundaries. So what mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out is that, okay, so I'm staying in the house and the people here are the people who programmed me. Okay? Right. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out, because when I go outside, I feel good. Like when I go to school, I feel happy. But when I come back here, my energy drops or something. Or I feel down. Maybe I feel down that I'm just even still staying here. So I'm just trying to figure out what could I do to, I guess, keep my energy up, and because I want to really attract what I want so I can move, you know, so I can move out. I really want to move out.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you, I'm hearing that you need that prayer. Oh, God, now I got to find that prayer. that prayer for clearing your personal space. Give me a second, and I will find what I'm looking for. Gentlemen. Okay. It's supposed to be right there, but it's not there.
Is that the one? Is it on your page or something?
It was on my page months ago.
Okay.
And that is the one that I'm talking about. And all right. I will look right here, and maybe it's right there, and then I'll have it, and no such luck. Okay. I will go to my page. It's the one for your personal space and clearing that personal space. So then other people's energies are or where they are or how long you've known them be a part of your personal space. So it's claiming your right to actually own choices about your own life, about what you experience, about who you are, about all of that. And I think I'm almost there today. Okay, computer. All right, I'm close to it now. Okay, I say I'm close to it and then I don't see it. Well, you know, I memorized the short version of it because that's
okay.
The one that I use now, but they want me to do the long version where you are actually establishing your personal space. Okay, and here it is right here, now that I said that. Okay, so we're going to do this prayer, and how big do you want your personal space to be around you?
I don't know. I just don't want other people in it.
This will clear the energy in your personal space. It doesn't matter whether or not they are standing there. Their energy will not be affecting you. And for the most part, they will probably walk away because they will not be comfortable in your personal space because it's not the same energy as theirs. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, 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 it does. Because I feel I've been lowering my vibration.
Okay.
To be around them.
Right.
To be loved by them. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Well, I want my
energy will let you
biggest
have...
possible to track what I want.
All right, then repeat after me. Spirit, I know that I have a right.
Spirit, I know I have a right.
To have my own personal environmental space.
To have my own personal environmental space.
I now claim my personal space.
I now claim my personal space.
With the radius of 20 miles around me.
With the radius of 20 miles around me.
Please find all of the contracted energies within me.
Please find all of the contracted energies within me.
And my personal space.
And my personal space.
And decompress and expand all of it.
And decompress and expand all of it.
It is my free will decision.
It is my free will decision.
To accept my right to exist.
To accept my right to exist.
In an open and expansive space.
In an open and expansive space.
I release any and every belief.
I release any and every belief.
That says I am supposed to suffer or live small.
That says that I am supposed to suffer and live small.
I release all of the energies.
I release all of the energies.
That have come from others to run my life.
That have come from others to run my life.
My space.
My space.
And this is my decision.
And this is my decision.
Spirit, please expand and decompress all of the energies in my personal space now.
Spirit, please decompress all of the energies in my personal space now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And take a couple of nice deep breaths. Okay, so now anytime you are feeling restricted or anything that feels less than absolutely wonderful, you can say the short version of the prayer, which is Spirit, please expand and decompress all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. Thank you.
Okay.
Or you can just say Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in my personal space now. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I feel like I need to do something to keep my energy clear. It was funny. One of the women who programmed me or whatever, she was sitting next to me, I think, yesterday or the day before, and she just was saying all of these negative things about people on TV and about people with money, and I was just like inching away from her, like, those are your thoughts. I don't think that. I don't feel that. Like, keep that to yourself, you know? So I definitely mm-hmm. want to do something to keep my energy and my stuff separate, because I don't want to absorb other people's stuff. You know, it's my choice.
Well, I will tell you that when I'm in a situation where I feel like, you know, people are having those conversations that I really don't want to be a part of, in my head, I'm simply sitting there saying, Spirit, please decompress and expand all the energies in my personal space now. Thank you. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies now in my personal space. Thank you. And I just say it several times. And it's interesting because I find that the conversations usually end where they change.
Okay.
So then the energy that these other people are actually putting out there changes.
Yeah. Well, I definitely will do it. I mean, got to try something.
Well, it is a wonderful way of actually cutting through the muck. And they're showing me this image of you with a machete cutting through these bushes. So, this is one of the ways for you to cut through the muck, okay?
Yes, well, I will definitely. Thank you so much. I totally, you know, I'm grateful, and everything you said was so correct. And I definitely will say this prayer, and I want to just start maybe doing going to yoga, meditating and stuff just to, I want to really just keep my vibration up so I could attract what I want.
Wonderful. And this prayer really does help. It helps in ways that you're not even going to realize that it's helping. But, you know, it's going out 20 miles around you, so it's affecting a lot. So you are clearing your town, you know, so that's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you.
You're welcome, and it's good to hear from you, and keep up the good work.
I will, and have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have run out of time, so I guess that's the show for today. I will be back on Friday. It's supposed to be Laughter Yoga Day, and hopefully it will be. I hope everyone has a beautiful week. And remember, if you were saying yes, no matter who I was working with, the work was also being done on you, because God loves you and wants you to be happy and to have a wonderful life. So keep that in mind. I will talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.